Blog Talk Radio.
What's today's mathematics?
Hey, yo, no disrespect, but we ain't in all of that.
Build, destroy. To build is to elevate the mentalities of self and those around self. To add positive energy to every nation. To build, you must first start from the root, which is the knowledge foundation, and add on to the highest peak. To destroy, to eliminate and destroy any and all negativity that enters my cipher of supreme harmony.
Peace, God.
In case y'all didn't know, you are now listening to the sounds of WJBR,
the boy Jonah Bay,
the Jonah Bay Radio Network.
Type of things I had to, you know, every now and then you meet an individual like, man, you know, he
I ain't think about that, you know. Always hit me, you know, he's always hit me with some new information that I didn't think about. This should be very, very, this should be a treat for all the listeners out there. Just say, man, I'm going to give you the flow. You know how we do it. I know you've gotten a chance to check out my show. And how I do it is, you know, I hand over the floor, let you do your introductions and everything. I let people just get it out of them, you know. It's okay, you want to talk, so I let them talk. You want to get through talking, then we go into the, you know, into the dialogue, okay. So I'm going to turn over the mic to you and do your thing, all right? Jonah Bay.
Here's what they think about you.
All right, we got Brother Akeem. Yeah, peace. All right, a couple of questions. How has it been coming into the information and crossing paths with Brother Jonah?
Okay, how I met Jonah.
Okay.
Summer of 2014, someone gave me a DVD for the morning. It was a seminar, you know, and they were telling me about this straw man stuff. It piqued my interest. I like learning from him. And I was watching him, and it wasn't so much about what he was teaching that caught my interest. It was how he was teaching. He was real. He was cussing people out. You know, like, you know, just being himself, you know. And me being a Scorpio, I deal with people who are real. And I said, well, he's being real, so if he's being real like that, then his information has to be real. So I had a little tax issue. I didn't really have any major issues. You know, a little $4,500 bill and trying to get.
Haven't done my taxes. I'm too tired.
I looked them up immediately, right there on the internet. I got a consultation. We talked a few times. I mean, and then I asked him, hey, you know, do you do seminars or whatever? What does it cost? He said, no, I don't charge anything. I brought him in. We had about 40 or 50 people right there. It was a crowd. A lot of people came. After about 30 days, now I started to understand what Jonah was teaching. It resonated with me. So one thing about the whole group, none of them were successful. They were broke. Let's put it like, let me be real. They were broke. Struggling. So I knew what it took to be in business, but I didn't know how to run a business privately. So that's what I learned from Jonah. When I first started, the first month of me starting, I just stopped my whole business and went into studying this information to the point where I had to file bankruptcy. But me doing that, not even 6 months, I learned how to do the CPN. So I didn't need to see that in this number anymore. I had my own CPN. Now I was back doing commerce. The credit was better than what it was with the Legion. I was getting more credit. Here I am a year later. I went on 10 vacations this year alone. But I learned through Jonah how to do commerce properly. How to live. And I learned another thing. If you want to be successful, you hang out with successful people. And in this information, he's the only one that I know personally, other than Joey, that is successful in doing this. Yes, I'm a year older than Jonah, but you're never too old to learn. And sometimes I learn more things. You can learn things from a baby as well as someone your age or younger or older. I learned that. Put down the ego and look at progress instead of who's right or who's wrong. Just look at, hey, he's doing it. That's what I'm going to follow.
Okay. That's what's up.
No. Niggas swear they passed us. They doing too much. Think about it.
It ain't different. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
lambs, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie!
My girl, I'm sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this more than I can. Because it is a lemma. I like them Georgia peaches, but you look more like a lemma. Sour apple, get up, just I'm not with them with them. I'm truly stupid, paid, that's just how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody Cyril's in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Since then, I'll fight the going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond, brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm flipping, wearing, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes, selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Scoochie.
Come on,
yeah.
Scoochie.
Baby, love the chain with the knee cut.
key, cause if you ain't getting money when you call, you get the. She can't pick up the phone, your bro Jack can leave a message. And my guess is if she never call, well, you get the message. You like what? You can't call nobody. I've been trying to find you like Waldo, shawty. She said she bought a paper, if it's there, she gon' get it. When the money gone, she gon' be the fuck on with it. Hey, I mean, come on, she love Louis Vuitton. Yorkie in a speedy bag that she named Malone. Hair stick did like she live in a salon. Her and money go hand in hand, yeah, like a baton. I swear on a stack of holy Bibles and Qurans, we could be the dream team, baby, Kobe and LeBron. Only if you go, I never do the bronze. Cause if you could have Beyonce, would you take the lounge?
Women on the train with the makeup.
Yeah.
It's your boy Jonah Bay, and it's Consultation Wins for sure. Yo, we got an up and coming seminar on the 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be over there at Georgia Tech. For more info, go to jonahbay.com to find out and buy tickets and find out the address and all that. It's going to be off the chain. Gonna be dropping a lot of information on this trust and how to apply it to your 9-8 number and all that, and put it all together for you. New info. Probably gonna discuss a little bit of the new info tonight. I'm not sure, but I was doing paperwork for it today. I started the paperwork at 2:30 in the morning. Man, went down to the county, filed it. Whole nine. I'm sleepy as hell. This is going to be a short show. I'm probably only going to do an hour. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's something I'm going to walk you through. I talked about this 2014, I broke this down. It's the IRS manual, y'all. And see, y'all, if y'all would have listened to Joey's show this past Sunday, y'all would have been prepared for what I'm talking about today. But most likely, y'all probably didn't, because y'all really don't be studying. Y'all be on that bullshit. Not to be calling y'all out, but it's true. And so I got to take you back to some of the original teachings that I taught you when y'all... I taught y'all how to get the 9-8 number. And yes, it was me that taught everyone on YouTube, including your teachers, how to get that 9-8 number. All that came from me. And most people don't even fucking know it. But I taught y'all right out of the IRS manual. It applies now because, like I said, I had every intentions on when I told you how to get the 9-8 number, you were going to do it with a trust. Now, if y'all don't know it, the IRS law is Title 26 of the USC. So where we're going to go is 7701, definitions. I've always taught y'all, whenever you look up any code to go to the definitions first before you start reading it. So you can comprehend what they're saying about the words that's in their code. Now, like I said, if you're in the IRS manual, 21.7.13.7, there's a graph there. Number one, this is the new manual. It's been updated, right? So it has all the numbers that you call to go get your 98EIN for your Express Trust for those people who didn't go get it yet. But right here, it tells you what a domestic trust is. So we're going to read it. And it says the term domestic trust means a trust in which the court within the United States is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust. And one or more U.S. persons have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. That's considered a domestic trust. So, if your Express Trust only has nothing but some people that's domestic, people that got socials, your trustee, and it controls all the decisions of your trust, that's considered a domestic trust. You can and will be, your trust will be pierced by the IRS. I've always told y'all would have to get foreign trustees for these trusts. Now, I'm bringing it up again. Why? Because plenty of y'all want to open a bank account. Plenty of y'all want to put in the paperwork where they transfer all the money from when they get paid to the trust. Well, you're not going to be able to do that until I do the next part of the trust, because the IRS will pierce your shit if you don't have the foreign trustee. Now, what I want y'all to know is it's as simple as the Express Trust expressing that it has a foreign one, right? A foreign trustee. And it's a must. It's a must for it to be considered a true foreign trust. Now, I'm going to read off what foreign estate means. The term foreign estate means an estate with the income of which from sources outside the United States, which is not effectively connected with the conduct and trade or business within the U.S. and not includable in the gross income under Subtitle A of Title 26 of the U.S. Code. Right? So that's a foreign estate. Do you have a trust that's not doing trade or business within the U.S.? What does that mean? See, now, if you go to Title 26, 7701, you can look up what that means to know if your trust will have to pay tax for that. Are y'all doing business inside the United States? And this is what I mean when I'm telling y'all gotta study. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta study. Y'all ain't getting the studying done. Y'all not. And that's a problem. I don't know why anyone would be calling me. Hey, yo, don't call me while I'm on the radio, B. What's the matter with you? You supposed to know. You do follow Jonah Bay. All right, bye. People be wilding, man. That really kind of irks me. Like, how do you call for a consultation? How are you calling me to buy stuff and you don't know when I'm on the radio? How the hell you find out about me? Why you want to talk to me if you don't know when I'm teaching? When I'm teaching and what I'm teaching. It really aggravates me, man. That means that person don't study at all. You want shit from me, but you really don't, you really ain't checking for me. You ain't studying with me. You don't know when I'm on the radio. And I've been on this on the radio, right? The same days for over 6 years. How do you not know? How do you not know? Now, you go to 26 USC 7701 and you go to number 26, trade or business. The term trade or businesses includes the performance of functions of a public office. Y'all niggas ain't doing no public office. Y'all don't work for the government. That means you're not doing trade or business. See, the express trust is a common law trust. It does not do business. It does not have a public office. Your straw man does. That's why the express trust has to own the straw man. It has to be put in the property list of your express trust. You know what I mean? So y'all got to know this shit. Y'all got to be prepared. I've told y'all for 6 years, all roads lead to court. All roads. So even with the trust, you got to be prepared for these motherfuckers to try you. So you're going to be prepared for this shit. Right? Now, let's look at what it says about domestic corporation, partnership, or disregarded entity. Like I said, I taught this shit in 2014. But a partnership is a trust, y'all. So let's find out what it is. The term domestic, when applied to a business entity, means created or organized in the United States or under the laws of the United States or any state, unless in the case of a partnership, the secretary provides otherwise by regulations. A business entity created or organized both in the United States and in a foreign jurisdiction is a domestic entity. So if you don't have this foreign trustee, they're going to change your shit to a domestic entity. Now, also, as I just said it many a times, y'all cannot have the Constitution. You cannot have their laws or codes. You cannot have the Articles of Incorporation, the Articles of Association in your trust. If you do, it's considered a domestic partnership, a domestic trust. Even the IRS is telling you that. I showed you all this shit in the webinar, the first webinar, Trust 9-8 Trust, Declaration of Trust webinar. Georgia said you can't use the Constitution, the codes, or anything. Now the IRS is saying it. You have to thoroughly research to show thyself approved. Now, there's an actual book. There's an actual book. Joey was reading the book on his show, right? So I'm not going to read the motherfucking book. I feel as if you didn't hear Joey's show, you need to go back and listen. Why the hell would I have to do a show if he already did it? But y'all so dumb. No offense. Y'all so dumb, y'all don't even listen to Joey's show. All them niggas that used to be down with me and follow me, did you know that none of them did all the processes? None of them. The only one that has is Joey. But no, y'all don't be checking for Joey's show. Y'all dumb as hell. Me and Joey always worked closely this great book and showed you how your shit could get pierced by the IRS. That's all this book is dealing with, right? Y'all didn't even hear the show. Y'all didn't even hear the show. But yet, yo, I study. The book is called, it's a 78-page book, right? And it's called U.S. Taxation, a Foreign Trust, Trust with Non-U.S. Grantors and Their U.S. Beneficiaries. This is specific information for the trust that you're doing, the Express Trust. Y'all ain't doing the studying. Y'all won't even listen to the shows to stay current on what you need to know. The shit is crazy, B. And I keep on saying, if y'all ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, studying, you don't need me to come on and drop no new information. You're not ready for it. There's no reason for you to know new information if you ain't current with the old shit. 100 steps, you only on step 10. You don't need to know what step 50 is. You don't need it. You don't even comprehend it. You know what I mean? So what now? I'm telling y'all now, y'all got to go back to the IRS manual in Title 26 and read exactly how they're not able to penetrate your trust. And for the ones who can figure it out and study it, they'll do it on their own and put it in the trust minutes. For the rest of y'all, y'all gonna have to wait until I do the next webinar on the trust. Because right now, your trust is vulnerable like a motherfucker. Easy for the IRS to pierce it right now. Even if you got it registered. I told you this trust stuff information would be an ongoing process where I have to teach y'all more and more about expressing the trust. I gave y'all the most simplest shit to start the trust. But I'm going to have to show you how to express it and make it complex. And I do that one step at a time. One step at a time. Y'all got to get on the ball. Y'all going to fuck around. I'm telling you. Jonah going to be gone. Because Jonah studied. Jonah know what he's doing. Jonah up every night, all night long. Be up in the daytime, not getting no fucking sleep, doing consultations and thinking on his radio. And now if I'm the one teaching you and I got to work that hard, I think you don't. You got to work even harder. Because first I got to show you what to study. All laws. I follow the laws. Yo, it's some of y'all that's so crazy, man. Y'all switch up the laws 24/7. Y'all don't comprehend the laws. Y'all are still illiterate. Y'all are still illiterate when it comes to legal ease laws. These motherfuckers, right, that's trying to bust their ass, open up domestic trust. They don't even know they fucking up. They don't even know they got the wrong trust. They swear up and down that they're correct. You know what I mean? They swear up and down they are correct, right? But they're not. I'm not even going to name, because like I said, I'm not reading your codes of your state and helping you get through. But you motherfuckers know if I'm talking to you about your state. So here it is. I'm going to read it right now. Ready? Trust includes and express trust, private or charitable. So you got two different types of express trust, a private or charitable express trust, with any additions, wherever and however created. Trust also includes created or determined by a judgment or decree under which the trust is to be administered in the manner of an express trust. So that was just talking about probate makes that type of express trust. Then it goes on and says, trust excludes. That means none of this shit is proper. The shit I'm about to read. Trust excludes other constructive trusts and excludes resulting trusts, conservatorships, personal representatives, trust accounts, custodial arrangements pursuant to Chapter 7, Article 7 of this title. Business trusts, providing for certificates to be issued to beneficiaries, common trust funds, voting trusts, security arrangements, liquidation trust, and trust for primary purpose of paying debts, dividends, interest, salary, wages, profits, pensions. So these motherfuckers think in their state the proper trust is called a business trust. No, it said the trusts that are excluded are business trusts. Business trusts are, in that specific state, a public motherfucking trust. The motherfuckers can't read, so they don't understand. And this is in their definitions of that state. They never went and read the definitions. In that Pacific state, the trust they're looking for is called an express trust. It's not called a business trust. What the fuck are you reading? You're a literate motherfucker. You don't understand shit. This is why I told y'all, y'all probably need to come to Georgia and get it done with me here, done correctly. Motherfucker trying to bust his ass, several people trying to bust their ass to do it right in this state, and they are completely wrong. Completely wrong. Now, why is it I could read this shit and comprehend it? Because I'm not illiterate when it comes to legal ease. This is why I'm the teacher. This is why I'm teaching y'all. And I'm going to keep it real with you. The reason why people can't read the legal ease, when they were doing their injunctions, they were supposed to learn legal ease and know how to read their state's constitution, even though it was on the surface, it looked like it was different than Georgia's constitution. But when you study it and look up the words, you find out it's saying the same shit that the Georgia constitution said. But being that they didn't memorize and really get to know that constitution, now that it comes to trust law, they can't comprehend it. Trust law is the same as the Constitution. Gonna say the same shit and work the same way, but they're gonna use different words to say it. But it's all uniformed. It's all uniformed. Yo, y'all got work to do, man. Y'all got serious work to do. All I keep on doing is talking to people and hearing people doing it wrong. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy, man. Y'all got to put y'all's thinking caps on and get it done. Damn, we only got 19 more minutes to the show. I told you I'm leaving early. Let me open up the call lines. I taught enough right now. I'm going to 901-256. Peace to the God. Peace. Hello. I guess they don't want to talk. That motherfucker out. Go to the next call. I'm going to 303-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God. What's going on with it, Greg Moore?
And let me say this. When I open up your call line and no one's there, you know why no one's there? The people got the show on, but they're not listening. They're cooking dinner. They're doing all types of other shit. Dog, if you're just going to open up your call line, put your hand up, just listen. You're not even listening. You just got it playing in the background. That's not studying. Don't even call in. Don't even call in, my niggas. Y'all need to stop that bullshit. Well, go ahead, Gar. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I'm so happy and motherfucking thankful that large sums of money flows to me ASAP and easily as well. But you are correct, though. You wasting other people's time, the people who really got in, trying to get in, got something to say, man. Just stay in the background if you really ain't got nothing to say, man, you know. But
yo, if you just letting it play in the background, you're not listening. I don't even know why you're listening. What's the point? I teach people to actually pull the trigger and do it, right? Now, here's my issue. 90%, they hung up. They got the message. 90% of the people, check it out, 90% of the people now want to get their trust done. Don't you know they didn't even do the processes earlier that needed to be done to be able to pull the trigger on their trust now? A lot of people don't have a 9-8 number, or they don't have the estate. A lot of people don't have that non-UCC number. People been bullshitting for 6 years.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. And it's, I remember you telling us, kind of, because you said one time, you said, these are forever lessons, meaning this ain't no just you finna dive in it and go back to some other shit. Like, this is from now till forever. This is your whole rest of your life, man. So trying to rush it really is like a fool.
I just pulled up the instructions on how to get a 9-8 number, proving that those instructions were for the trust and show you how the IRS would be able to pierce your trust by having only domestic trustees.
Yep, I remember you. Again, I'm a student, God. You always kind of let us know what the game was. It can't be phony. That's why you never steered us astray. You said, really, don't try to set up a sham trust. Do it
right,
because they gonna catch you at some point.
You have to have real trustee.
Yep.
You know. Now,
you told us the game.
Here's the killer part. If you follow this manual, it will put your trust on the zero file. You'll be designated as an entity that does not have to file tax returns from the beginning. You don't believe me? Hold on. Let me read it. If the foreign entities, individuals above, receive a letter from the IRS soliciting the filing of a U.S. tax return, the foreign entity individual should respond to the letter immediately by stating that it has no requirement to file any
tax return.
Failure to respond to the IRS letter may result in a procedural assessment of tax by the IRS against the foreign entity. Y'all remember this shit? Go back to when I was on Ron Mark's show. It's on YouTube, and I read that shit then.
Yep. Straight told the game. Told the game, man. Like, man, it's just, you know, I think everybody see that you so close to the finish line, they just want to skip. But it's like, there's no way around it, man. You actually have to know it.
They've been skipping for 6 years, God. That's why they're not ready.
Exactly. True story, man. True story, God.
You know what I mean? Now, the same niggas I was just read that law of their state, they wanted to skip too. And they're skipping their way right into a domestic trust. Ain't no fucking point of having a trust if it's a domestic trust.
Yep.
It's not an express trust if it's domestic.
Man, it blows my mind at this point, because, like, here's how everything that I do, personally anyway. I'll take my steps and move, but I always run it past you first before I assume I know what I'm doing. And I've been around a little bit, but I know you could see it far, far better. God, so it's crazy that people just think they're going to just slide in. And, like, that's, man, legalese is a whole other animal right there, man. So anytime I'm doing something serious, I'm going to have you get a consultation or call in and let
right.
you decipher
listen,
it for
listen.
Me.
Me and Joey put up a whole new consultation button just for the trust, right? People ain't been getting that consultation. That's why this shit fucked up. Right now, people is asking people, is he talking about my trust, God? That's how many people's shit is fucked up.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie, when you was reading it, it almost sounded like my state shit. But I called you before and asked you about it live on the air about my
state. Live, I remember. And yeah. We read it right there and broke it down. You feel me?
Yep.
But see,
yep.
That's a whole yep. nother thing right there. Why the fuck do y'all think we on the call? To get y'all straight. Niggas don't even do like you did. Yo, Jonah, I got a question. Boom. Let me show you the law. This is the law. Boom. Break that shit down for me. Help me break that shit down. I broke it down.
Broke it down. Peace. Straight. You know
what I mean?
Let me know what it was.
Right.
I didn't know, God. Yeah.
So, this is what I'm fucking saying. Like, what the fuck the matter with y'all? What the fuck's the matter with y'all? If you don't have this trust correct down in nationality, how the 14th Amendment says no 14th Amendment citizen entity could receive private money. So if you got an LLC, you can't get it. Only the trust can do it. And y'all want to skip learning how to do the trust correctly? How could you ever get to that money if you don't do this part correctly? If you didn't do the other parts? Listen, y'all niggas is going to fuck around. A nigga going to be gone.
I already know, because like, I know this is the last year, man. And I'm like, shit. But I will say this, though. You left a lot of game. If a nigga serious at studying, you left a lot of game, man. But, man, stay as long as you can.
I ain't doing it, dog. First of all, why would I do that when people are bullshitting?
How much does a man really got to sacrifice, you know? I get it, man.
Right. Right.
Like,
how many more sleepless nights I'm going to do, man?
Yeah.
For other
when,
people, I'm not studying for me.
Right. When you dropped the law and you finally told us where to go study at on the first trust webinar, and I had to go dig through my state shit, I had to almost shed a tear down there for how much studying you must have had to read just to even see all that, because it's there, but it's a lot.
The
a
truth
lot
is,
of shit.
I'm going to keep it gully with you. The truth is, the same way I mastered Georgia Constitution, once I mastered one, I know them all. So once I mastered the trust laws of Georgia, I know all of them with no problem.
Yep. But that's an ability all of us ain't got, though, God. But we don't have the
because
the
they
years
haven't
of studying
studied to show themselves approved.
Yep.
This is what I'm saying. Yo, I'm dead ass. You know how many people still don't know their constitutions, but they want to go into trust? And this is why niggas that claim they study trying to put the Constitution, the motherfucking Articles of Confederation and all that inside their Declaration of Trust. They were going to pierce their own trust by putting those documents in.
Man,
and I told
you
niggas not to
clear.
Do it. Yep. I said it a couple of weeks ago. Niggas still asking me about that shit.
I got to give you credit, man, because you do have a lot more patience than most, man. You done left niggas alone after so much time. Like, man, you just ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it, man. But you sort of did say that.
Everyone got excuses that why they didn't study, right? Everyone.
Yep.
Then
gotta work.
They
gotta
excuses
do this.
Why they didn't get this done, that done. Yo, that's on you.
Must not take it serious, you know. That's all I could see. Like, if you can't see the value in what you're teaching, I don't understand, man. Like, this is the real freedom everybody claims they wanted, you know. But
right.
It's like, how could it be in your face then, and you act like nonchalantly, like it really don't matter then, if that's what
these
you claim you really want?
These same people know all these songs that's on the radio. Memorize that shit, but they ain't memorizing shit that's going to set them free. It
right.
is what it is. But hey, yo, God, I got to go. We ain't got that much time left. I got
to go. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
This is my question again. It's all
okay.
Good, God. As long as you return, I'll holler at you later, man.
All right. I'm going to 773-569. Peace to the God. Peace.
Oh, woo. Hey, Jonah Bay. Hey, young man. How you doing? Oh, my God. I am on the line.
Magnificent and great.
I'm like great. And lots of the money come to me all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay, beautiful.
To you in such a long time.
It's
hey.
Been a while. Yes, it has, but I've been keeping up with you. I'm just busy doing my little own thing. I got me a little new YouTube channel. I got a cooking show.
Oh,
can I put it on your Facebook?
I have to check it out. Do me a favor.
Okay.
Put that in my email so I can check you out and become
okay,
a member.
Okay, thank you. Because I've been, you know, building from listening
to you. I'm
going to
subscribe and check you out and all that.
Thank you. It's all fun. You know I got to drink some liquor. But look.
Oh, my God. A woman after my own heart.
Yeah, oh, you're going to like my little videos then.
Yes.
You know we in Illinois. And I'm going to Georgia with you. But
right.
I just want to know, I was reading this Illinois General Assembly. About they got their act is called the Charitable Trust Act.
Now
my
see,
question is,
the law I just read, it told y'all that an express trust is also called a charitable one.
Okay. Now this one here, I get really frustrated with how to interpret this part. It says this act does not apply to the United States, any state, territory, or possessions of the United States, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, or to
it's
any of
correct.
Their agencies.
It's
so
correct.
Okay.
It's
so
saying
that
trust is foreign to all those places you just named.
Okay. So did I hit the golden thing? I mean, is that
the
one I'm supposed to play with?
That's the trust you've been looking for. It's saying that
damn,
it's born.
I
to
love
all
your
of.
Ass.
This is what I mean
oh,
by
my
you
God.
To read it because they write it backwards.
And wait a minute. Okay, here. To register in Illinois, they got a registration for Attorney General.
Now,
I thought
I
that was weird.
That. I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I believe that's them trying to trick you into doing.
That's what I said. I think it's a trick, and it's a $15 fee. And you got to pay it every year, and then they want you to Well,
that's
I was just looking into it. I'm going to Georgia.
Yeah, that's
but,
not.
You know,
this
I want
is what
to,
I mean by they got traps for people. Even in Georgia, they
like
got
it.
That form. They got that form. Some Jonah filled out that form here and fucked around and had a domestic trust. I had him go in there and get rid of that form.
Okay, well, that's all I had, young man. I love you. Keep, I
all
mean,
right.
Stay
peace
as long as you
time.
Can. But go get that RV and travel the world.
Exactly.
Peace to God.
Peace. All right, I'm going to 313-970. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. What's good, Jonah?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, magnificent, great. What's good with you?
Shit, man, I'm in the kitchen, man, making salads and shit, man, checking out the show.
Okay.
Yeah, man, just checking you out, man. I ain't had much to say and shit, just checking in with you. I'll be down there in this Tone Bay from Detroit.
Okay, what up?
Well, shit, man, you got it, brother.
Yeah,
excuse
yeah,
me, I'll be down there to fuck with
you
next week, man.
Days. That's 10 more days,
what
bro.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So,
man, it's coming up real quick.
Yep. I'll be down there, man. We hanging out afterwards.
Too sleepy.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah, it depends. You know, I know wifey is doing something for me on the 13th, so when I get to the seminar, you know, when I get to the hotel, I'm gonna be tired. She's keeping me out late.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always gotta juggle shit and do shit with my family at the same time. You know what I mean? Then
first things first, man.
I might have to leave the seminar and run to another hotel because my daughter's birthday party. She having a dance party and shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm always, you know, doing shit with the family
Yeah, so we pretty much booked on a hangout tip afterwards. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, then. Peace,
up, man. Peace, guys. See you next week.
All right. All right, I'm going 316.
I'm sneaking up on your show real quick.
All right. 316.
What up, man?
308. What up, God? Everyone like, yo, is he talking about me? Is he talking about me? Nigga, you know
peace to the God.
Peace to the God, God.
What's good with it, God?
People ain't doing their studying,
peace.
Man. That's what's going on. People fucking up.
Okay.
Niggas is starting domestic trust. Joey, you know about that shit, right? Niggas starting domestic trust and shit, doing it well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
What about this shit where niggas don't know the IRS could easily pierce their trust, man?
Hey, it's a control test and a court test. Two tests.
Yes, sir.
They passed the test.
Now, what you think about niggas wasn't on your show when you was going all through the book and the book was dropping it? All
right. Go back and listen to it.
Well, that's why I'm getting on their ass to make them go back and listen. You know what I mean?
Yo, yeah, real talk. Real talk. Me and you had this conversation, though. I mean, this is, you even told me. You was like, you were sitting in the background, nigga, and this is shit that you taught early on.
Yep. They ain't get it, though. They ain't get it. Right back in the same motherfucking IRS manual showing how to get the 98 number. Now, Joey, remember today when I showed you that flyer when that nigga Yousef was swagger jacking 98
yeah,
and all that? He don't even know what to use it for. Here it is. I got to pull it out, reclaim the lesson. I'm the nigga who taught that. These niggas threw y'all off the prize. And now I'm trying to get niggas back on to the old lessons so that they can get through this trust shit and get it done right and make sure the IRS could never penetrate your shit. If the IRS can penetrate your shit,
that's right.
You know,
it don't take long for them to penetrate.
Right. If they can't penetrate
your shit correctly,
then your shit is foreign. And what's the two tests they use again, Joey? Tell them again.
Court test. They use a court test and they use a control test. Court test is for jurisdiction. Control test is for who the trustee is.
Yep. Can they control the trust through the trustee? If the trustee,
that's really what it comes down to,
is a U.S. citizen. Yep. Pierce.
Substantial control. Somebody has to have substantial control. And if it's given to a U.S. citizen, then they can pierce it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that a bitch? But don't worry, y'all. Like I said, we're going to do a couple more. Well, more than that. But Joey's going to do his webinar on showing y'all how the trust gets insurance.
Yep, trust insurance, and we're going to show you how to get bonded. That's coming up.
Bonded, assured. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I'm going to come with my next part and show y'all how. If y'all want a jump on the information, y'all are going to have to come to this webinar on the 14th.
That's right.
We working hard studying, giving the trust everything it needs to express itself. But y'all niggas is really going to have to study and catch up. By the way, got a seminar on the 14th here in Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all want more info, go to Jonah Bay. Yep, go to jonahbay.com for more info. But anyway, brother, you on. I ain't forgot about you. Got any questions, comments you want to add?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate you dropping that book again for me because it did remind me to go ahead and grab that. So, you know, I'll be, you know, peeping through that for the rest of the night. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
No
but
doubt.
I ain't had no questions, though, for you, God. I just, you know, I appreciate the message, you know, from you and Joey both. You know what I mean?
I'm not doing it to make people feel bad and make fun of them. We saying this shit to make y'all get on the ball. Yo,
no doubt.
Someone sent me. Peace, God. Someone sent me their non-UCC. So we get to looking at the non-UCC. The non-UCC is trash. They sent me a non-UCC built off of the SPC process. I said, nigga, your shit trash. Oh, what's wrong with it? Nigga, what laws was you using to do this non-UCC? Nigga, this is SPC garbage. Go pick up the new non-UCC webinar at jonahbay.com and do that shit for real. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. This person thought they were going to come and do this weekend, they were trying to come and do the trust paperwork here in Georgia, paying me $5,000. I said, hell no. I ain't taking your money until this non-UCC is done correctly. Ain't no fucking point in taking your money. You're going to have a domestic trust.
Yep.
I refuse to get paid. Like, nigga, you need to go back and study. Anybody else would have took that 5 G's and shut the fuck up. Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
It ain't always about the money.
Now, someone said, can they do a W-8-BIN filing to avoid the trustee being a U.S. citizen? How the fuck can a W-8 bin change your status of your storeman? That's like saying the ethnicity form can change your status. We know that's not true.
straw man is a straw man is a straw man.
Exactly. A straw man will always be a straw man. It could be nothing more than a straw man. It's always going to be a slave. The question is, are you going to use, is the straw man going to be a slave for your trust, or he going to be a slave for these corporations?
Word.
But you can't change the status of that straw man. It remains forever. They said same thing. Straw man, the natural man. Not the straw man, the natural man. What do you mean, not the straw man, the natural man? The natural man, right? It's just your straw man. It's just you again. When I say you, I'm talking about the physical. The physical man is never in commerce. So you only, a natural man is your express trust. It's the natural man. The express trust is the natural person. So either you got a natural person, which is express trust, or you got a straw man. Or you got someone that they say is stateless. So I'm going to show you something. Jonah John Bay would be considered stateless. That's why even Jonah John Bay has to be under the express trust. The only thing that they recognize as a natural person is the express trust. Edward White, you're telling me natural person is an individual, not according to the laws of the express trust. It's not. I keep on telling you. When you're reading a law or an act, you got to read the definition of that law and act to determine what they mean by that act. You can't get a definition from anywhere else because now you're changing jurisdictions. Seems like I'm always repeating myself. You, if you look in Black's laws, and looking up the definition of natural person and try to use that when it pertains to your express trust, your shit's going to get pierced. So I suggest y'all read that book. I told you the book earlier. Anyway, hey, Joey, you got anything else to say? I'm out of here. I'm sleepy.
I'm good, man. Go to makemorecommerce.com if y'all want to register for that upcoming trust webinar on how to get a bond for your trust and insurance. Go to jonahbay.com. Get your tickets for that next seminar we got coming up. That's all I got.
Oh my God. Dog, Edward White. You're wilding. You're giving your opinions. You're not giving actual facts. He said the natural person is the only trust if you are the sole trustee of it.
That's not true.
Now, even what he wrote makes no sense. The natural person is the only trust if you are the sole trustee of it. What he wrote didn't even make sense. I know what he's trying to say, but that's not true, like you said. Dog. This is why I told y'all, you must read your state code on trust. You must first look at the definitions of your state code when it comes to trust. If you don't follow their law, it's not going to be right. They're not going to recognize what you're trying to make it. He said, sole trustee makes the express trust a natural person, is what I'm saying. Dog, I just read to you in the IRS code and in my state code. A sole trustee doesn't even make the trust a stronger trust. Actually, having more trustees makes your trust stronger.
Yeah,
you're wrong, man. Go back and study the law. Go back and study the IRS shit. Title 26, the IRC. I know what I'm doing. You know what you're doing. But anyway, I'm like I said, I'm sleepy. And I ain't going to be debating.
More money.
You know what I mean? More money. We out of here, man.
Hey, good show, brother.
Gods, man. Thank you, brother.
Peace to the gods.
Peace.